Online retail is one of the fastest growing businesses in South Africa, with user numbers currently sitting at around 18.5 million and expected to grow to 24.8 million over the next 3 years, with the market being valued at $1.38 billion by then. Kevin Tucker, who's CEO of Price Check, joins us on the line now to discuss some of the trends in this space. Thanks so much, Kevin, for joining us today. While we've got retail sales still under pressure, growing moderately, with e-commerce coming off a very low base, it is one of the fastest growing businesses in South Africa and not factored into the Stats SA data that we see. How much of a difference could counting e-commerce potentially make here by your estimates? Because I want to get a sense of the extent to which we are potentially looking at skewed figures.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. I think you ask a very good question. You know, e-commerce may not in absolute rand terms be that significant. We still project that it makes up less than 2% of total retail in South Africa. But we are seeing double digits and sometimes triple digit growth in many verticals in e-commerce, so especially in electronics, you know, home and garden, those kinds of categories. We're seeing huge growth off a considerably lower base than traditional retail. But the potential for e-commerce to change the dynamics of the economy in South Africa is great. And I think including that in statistics would really, force people to take notice and invest more money, invest more time, develop skills, and really make sure that e-commerce becomes a focus, as it has been in many developed countries, like, in Germany, the UK, it makes up upwards of 15% of total retail. In China, it's even higher than that, and South Korea. So I think the opportunity is there to grow the economy outside of traditional retail and make sure that we are staying ahead of the trend.
Kevin, of course, this especially in the context of, where the assumption is to a degree, consumers tightening their purse strings could positively impact online spend, where bargains can be identified and then delivered to your door, seeing consumers save directly, but also indirectly, with the consumer not having to spend on, travel costs for one.
Look, I think we all agree at the moment, petrol and transport in general make up a significant portion of, South Africans' expendable income. And I think e-commerce changes that dynamic a lot because, you've got the economies of scale with logistics companies footing the bill for fuel. So it's spread over a much larger base. You don't have individuals having to have the impact of driving out to large shopping malls or discounts, big box retailers, to go and find bargains. So I think there's a definite saving on travel. There's also a lot of incentivization online. So because we're trying to grow off a relatively small base, many online retailers and traditional retailers are putting a lot of money into marketing and incentivization, sales, deals, all of these kinds of mechanisms that are exclusively available online. So often the bargains are easier to come by. Mm-hmm. You'll find many deals that you won't find in store. You'll find bundles that you don't find in store, and you find product ranges that are not necessarily stocked in store. So I think the opportunity for a consumer to benefit is great. And then, an interesting side effect is that online retail actually decreases impulse purchases. So, you don't have that issue of going through the queue at a retailer and picking up a chocolate and a packet of walnuts and a cool drink or whatever it may be, and dipping into that disposable income that's already under pressure.
Well, Kevin, that leads me to my next question, because I want to hone in on the potential challenges that come with any retailer looking to extend this online footprint, because the consumer can also be inundated with way too much choice, and sometimes that leaves the consumer in a state of inertia. So I would think that there is a pretty fine balancing act to perform here. Or do you rely more on those that see it being as simple as a click that you can always reverse?
Yes. I mean, look, the law, the Consumer Protection Act and the ECT are very much in favor of the consumer. So there's every opportunity to return your purchases, get refunds, especially within the first 7 days of your purchase. There's, you know, if you have buyer's remorse, if you bought the wrong thing, if you overspent, you can definitely, you know, look at the merchant's returns and refund policy and send the product back, cancel it, you know, have it refunded to your credit card or your bank account, whatever it may be. So if that is an issue for consumers, that's definitely a solvable problem. And many retailers actually offer the ability to send product back for free. They'll let you try on shoes and send them back if they don't fit. That's no cost to you. So I think if you're a bit skeptical about whether the products you will buy are the right ones and whether what you've ordered will actually arrive, then, you know, check out the merchant's terms and conditions and make sure that they have a good refund and replace policy and returns policy. But, you know, otherwise, it's just important to be savvy. I mean, you know, I might sound a bit biased. The company I started 12 years ago was really aimed at helping consumers to make informed buying decisions. So when we started Price Check in 2006, the aim was to help consumers to really educate themselves and make sure that what they were buying online was the best deal and that they were buying it from reliable retailers that they could trust. And that what retailers said they were selling was exactly what they delivered. So,
Kevin, who stands out for you? Because, you know, we talk about brick and mortar retail being left behind this digital revolution. You know, which are some of the retail players that are becoming increasingly competitive within this arena?
So I don't necessarily think they're all being left behind. So some traditional brick and mortar retailers are doing extremely well online. You know, if I look at a brand like Clicks or Dis-Chem, you know, in the pharmaceutical space and the healthcare space, they really are offering their customers an appealing, you know, e-commerce solution. So they have great delivery options. It's very reliable. They have great product ranges. You can use your loyalty cards. So in that space, I think they are quite advanced already. I think when it comes to grocery retail, we're still struggling as consumers to be able to replicate the experience that we have in store online. You know, so often you'll place an order with one of the big grocery retailers and a product will be out of stock and they may just substitute it for you automatically or they may just leave it out of your order completely. And that may be the key ingredient to the cake you're baking. And I think that's where people develop negative perception. So I think once we get that right, then that helps a lot. You know, and then in terms of people that are doing it really well, of course, there's Takealot. They really focus on customer experience, very much in the mold of Amazon, where the customer is king. So they have great policies around returns and refunds and collections and warranties. And I think that's very important. Some of the fashion retailers, Zando, Spree, Superbalist, they're incredibly customer-centric, especially since customers often face the quandary of knowing whether the product that they're buying will fit, whether it will be the right color. So they've made it really easy to return products that don't necessarily suit you.
Well, let's leave it there. Kevin, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Kevin Tucker is CEO of Price Check.